from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. California's drought isn't over yet, especially with the warm, dry weather we've had this month. So it might be surprising that a handful of reservoirs are having to release water, even though they're not entirely full. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer explains why.
After 4 years of drought, this sound of water lapping on the shores of Folsom Reservoir makes Drew Lessard very happy.
Oh, absolutely. Seeing this elevation.
Lessard works for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which manages this reservoir near Sacramento. Last year, we could have walked half a mile on the dry, dusty lake bed.
What reservoir was left was kind of confined to the old river channels before we built the dam. So, it looks really good now. It's coming up.
So much so that water is actually being released out of the dam to lower the water level, which might make sense if the reservoir was full. But this one isn't. If it was totally full,
we would definitely be underwater here.
Under 50 more feet of water. But here's why we're not, and this is going to sound really weird. Reservoirs in California aren't allowed to be full in the winter. For good reason. Go back to 1986.
Word from News 10, reporters throughout the area, more flooding, more evacuations, more levee breaks.
Big winter storms can cause floods in California. When a massive amount of water flows out of the mountains, reservoirs like this one need to have room to catch it.
That's why we kind of need to reserve a space during those winter months in case that happens.
It's a buffer against floods. But to keep Folsom Reservoir no more than 60% full right now, as required by federal rules, water has to be released. And that's risky if it doesn't rain again, like happened in 1997. The reservoir was lowered.
And it was dry the rest of the year. And we never really rebounded.
Releasing water right now isn't all bad. It helps fish and wildlife downstream. But in a drought year, it's making people anxious.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the various concerns we all have. By the way, my name is
A few weeks ago, Shauna Lawrence went to state regulators with a message. When water is flowing downriver, it's hard to get people to conserve at home. Lawrence heads the San Juan Water District, which is right next to Folsom Reservoir.
Anything they conserve right now is not held. For me to explain to customers after everything they've done that they need to continue to conserve so it can be spilled is going to be a nightmare.
So some folks are rethinking the way things are done.
If you think about it, the rules, the laws that govern water in the West were created in the 19th century.
Marty Ralph directs the Center for Western Weather and Water Extremes at UC San Diego.
And yet here we live in the 21st century.
So he's working on an idea you might call smart reservoirs.
Weather predictions have been improving over the last decades.
Better weather satellites and new scientific research are helping forecasters understand the biggest storms, known as atmospheric rivers.
They have some predictability to them.
So instead of emptying out a reservoir preemptively, just in case a storm comes through, managers could keep the reservoir fuller and watch the weather forecast. Then if a big storm appears,
they'd have 3, 4, 5 days lead time, enough to release that extra water, get it out of the way safely.
But if storms don't appear, that water would be saved, which could help in a drought.
Imagine we have the option to keep, say, 10% extra water behind each dam in the winter.
At Folsom Dam, that would supply 200,000 households for a year.
We see potential.
Greg Kukas is with the Army Corps of Engineers, the federal agency that sets flood rules for reservoirs.
What we're not clear on yet is what the risks associated with that potential might be. What are the trade-offs?
Kukas says they're considering using the newer, more precise weather forecasts at Folsom Reservoir and several others. The question is how accurate the forecasts are, not just when a storm is coming, but how big it is.
When it comes to forecasting the size of events that we're most concerned about, they, are about 20% off.
Getting it wrong is not an option. If the dam overflows, it could flood Sacramento and hundreds of thousands of people downstream.
The consequences are just, you don't even want to imagine them.
Kukas says they'll decide whether to run Folsom Reservoir using weather forecasts next year. If it works there, it could change the way water is managed across the West. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.